Welcome to CFO.University's audio version of Dilip Kulkarni's CFO Ed Talk. We cover $100,000 every year from your supplier spending. Dilip shares the secrets of where to look and how to capture significant savings at your company. Enjoy, learn, engage.
Let me start with a question. If you had $100,000 for free every year, what would you do with it? Most of us don't even think of that question. How do you get $100,000 for free every year? In our experience, with most of the companies that we have worked with, you can extract six-figure cash through your supplier spend. I know what you're thinking. We have good expense control. You may be able to get few hundred, maybe a few thousand dollars, but nothing close to 100,000. We have worked with over 1,000 companies, and most companies have good expense control and still able to recover 100,000 or more. How is that possible? There are many reasons, but let me start with two. Number one, profit motivation. Your supplier is a for-profit company, and sometimes they're large, so they have trained and incentivized their sales force to not only get the sale closed, but do it profitably and get maximum profit possible from every client. The reason number two, information imbalance. Most of the companies spend more money on their marketing, getting to know their customers, getting to know their competitors, getting to know the nuances of the industry. And that's natural because that's where you sell your products. But they spend nearly not as much money on getting to know the suppliers and the supplier industry. And this creates an information imbalance. Let me give you an example to illustrate that point. Few years ago, you went to the car dealership to buy a car. You looked at the car lot, you found the car, and there was a big sticker with an MSRP price. You negotiated from the MSRP, which is a list price, down, and you walked away with a deal. Few years later, with the advent of internet, you found a new information. It was invoice pricing. This is the benchmark. This is the cost structure for the dealer. So next time you went to the dealership, you were armed with a new information and you negotiated from the invoice price up. So it's a cost plus deal that you were able to get, and you invariably ended up with a better deal. So these are just two reasons, profit motivation and information imbalance, that not only makes it possible, but probable that you could extract 100,000 or more. So if you think you can, how do you go about doing it? In our 25 years, we have developed a detailed methodology, and we have worked with lots of companies and variety of different expense categories. What I'm going to share with you are the four steps that are condensed enough to get you started. Step number one, know your purchasing history. It's not what you think it is. Purchasing history consists of two things. One is spending history, which is how much you spend a year, what kind of seasonality do you have? How much do you spend with different suppliers? Most of the CFOs have good handle on it. Though there is some miscategorization happens, but this is an area that most of us are familiar with. There is a second part to purchasing history, which is usage history. And this is where most of the surprises happen. Let me give you another example. One of our customers had substantial cell phone spending. When we looked at the purchasing history, we naturally looked at the spending patterns, but we also did a deep dive on usage history. And we were able to find that quite a few lines had no usage. So they were paying for the lines that were not being used. These were the lines that were for ex-employees or the contractors who are no longer with the company. The second thing we found was when we looked at the data usage of these employees, that 10% of the employees used 65% of the data. And just fixing these two things, no changes in the pricing plan, nothing else, saved the company 25% in their cell phone bills. Okay, now on to the second step. The second step is about reducing the information imbalance we talked about. You need to spend some more time understanding the dynamics of supplier industry, as well as the different suppliers, how they differentiate themselves. And this does take some time. But the key part in that, as we saw in the earlier example of car, was to understand some sort of benchmark or the cost structure. Because this allows you to really understand the final price that you're going to get. Is it competitive or not? And the benchmark could come from, in wireless example for a thing, lots of information about the plans are available publicly. But as you know with the wireless plans, it's very difficult to compare apples to apples. So do take time and build a benchmark so that you are ready to go out. So when you have completed the first two steps, one, internal understanding of what your usage is and spending is, and secondly, external understanding what the supplier lives in. Now is the time to go to the market, select the supplier, and get the quotation and execute an agreement. The longer you wait, the more money you're losing every month. It's like a sieve. So stop the leak as fast as you can. Act swiftly. But don't stop there. You need to continue to monitor, because some of the behavior changes, like we talked about the data plan, it took us more than 6 to 7 months to fully understand and change the behavior of the top 10%. And as a result, the company was actually able to reduce the whole data usage by 50% and get additional 15% cost reduction. But these behavior changes come from developing some indicators and follow-throughs. So you have completed the three steps. Now on to the fourth one, which is just as important, and this is cultural shift. Most of the companies went through belt tightening in 2008-2009. But what we found after they have gone through all the cost reductions they could squeeze out, in 2 or 3 years, they were leaving money on the table again, because they did not take the time and effort to embed this into the fabric. So the indicators and the processes you are developing, you should try to make them robust enough that they will give you the savings, not just first year, but year after year. The company I've worked for, we also created an incentive plan. We encouraged the teams to come up with cost reduction, and we shared the savings. And this not only created cash incentives, but also created a pride and recognition. And so we were able to push these cost consciousness to every employee of the company. So, now that you have the four steps to get you started, let me ask you the question I started with. If you had $100,000 for free every year, what would you do with it? And if you know the answer, it's time to get started.